Good morning. Thanks for watching. I hope you had a good weekend. The local share market's going to get off to a positive start this morning, albeit a modest one with a gain of around 0.2% anticipated, according to what the futures ended up with at the end of the week. Not a bad outcome under the circumstances. The local share market, one of the better performers globally last week, up by around 2%. We have threaded the needle on some important inflation figures out of the US last week. Now the market's focus is firmly on corporate earnings as the US corporate reporting season kicks off. And that is ultimately where the main focus was on Wall Street on Friday. US bank earnings were the first cabs off the rank as far as the US reporting season was concerned. And there were some very encouraging figures with JP Morgan leading the charge, that stock up by around 7% after the organization bettered expectations on a range of fronts with its earnings. Record revenue at $38 billion, that was up 25%. Income up 15%. There were some increased provisions for bad debt, but I suppose to contextualize that, the CEO Jamie Dimon spoke about the US consumer being in a better position to be able to weather the challenges of a potential recession, given the fact that their financial position is coming from a position of strength, that the employment situation in the US is holding up extremely well. So they were all comforting comments for investors who have been using these bank results as a star by which to navigate, if you like, given the challenges that have preceded the earnings over the course of the last couple of months in particular. So we also heard from Citigroup. Its shares were up by 4% following its earnings. Wells Fargo was flat, having reported numbers. But if you look at the performance of US financials, as I said, JP Morgan up more than 7%, Citigroup up 5%, Bank of America up 3%, BlackRock shares up by about 3%. These organizations were the mainstay of the performance for Wall Street on Friday, even though indices fell. You had the Dow and the NASDAQ down by around 0.4% and the S&P 500 down by around 0.2%. So the blemish, if you like, on the last session of the week came in the form of retail sales numbers. They were quite a deal weaker than what the market had anticipated. So down by a percent, the market was looking down for a 0.4% decline. So that was unwelcome. Autos and clothing were amongst the weak spots as far as the retail sales figures were concerned. So that's why you had some of the clothing retailers under pressure. But then at the same time, the University of Michigan released its survey of consumer confidence, which was a bit better than expected, coming in at 63.5, up from 63. Importantly, five-year consumer inflationary expectations were unchanged within this survey. So whilst that's important, it helped almost nothing as far as the fortunes of US interest rates are concerned. So over the course of the week, we continue to see that grind higher for US bond yields, up by 15 points in weekly terms for a 10-year to 3.51%. A two-year was up 17 points to 4.1%. So that was interesting under the circumstances, and that was part of the reason why US stocks gave up the ghost towards the end. But in weekly terms, the S&P 500 up by around 0.75%. So compare that to the Stock 600 index, which was up by about 1.7%. It was up by about 0.5% on Friday. So retailers, because of those weaker retail sales figures, weren't doing all that well as a group. Walmart shares were down by 0.75%. Walgreens down 1.3%. So European stocks were doing better by comparison to their US peers on Friday. So as I said, in weekly terms, the Stock 600 index up 1.7%, was up 0.5% over the course of the session. Luxury goods retailers doing fantastically well in recent times. Louis Vuitton Moët Hennessy, a record high, up by about 1% on Friday's session. Hermès up by about 1% as well. They've recently reported numbers which have been very encouraging, so in the luxury space. So that was part of the reason why there was some optimism around European stocks on Friday. So the other thing to do with those bond yields moving high, you saw the US dollar recover, which is part of the reason why the Aussie dollar has lost as much as 0.75 US cent over the course of the most recent session. So a bit of a bumpy picture as far as commodity prices are concerned, thanks to that improvement in the US dollar. So this week, some of the highlights, there aren't many of them at at home. It'll really come down to the quarterly production reports that we see from the big mining organizations on Thursday and Friday. Tomorrow we get the minutes from the RBA policy setting meeting. That'll be a bit of a yawn, to be frank. But the most important date in relation to interest rates is the 26th of this month, when we have the quarterly inflation numbers. So don't forget that. And then above all else, it'll be the US reporting season continuing, which will be important in terms of setting the tone for equity markets more broadly. Asian markets will be strongly influenced by tomorrow's Chinese GDP figures. So there's a bit going on, most of it further afield. The interesting part of it coming down to those quarterly production reports from the resources at the end of the week. So plenty to enjoy. So I hope it's a good one for you.